On today's show, episode 8, Ice Cream in a Yellow Jeep, I talk about how your mind has a hard time with handling certain information. Confusing? I will explain it, along with answering the question of today, where I explain why I decided to do this podcast in this particular format. All coming up on your favorite podcast show, Cup of Dao, starting now. You're listening to Cup of Dao with your host, Chris L. McClish. Chris is a man with many roles, many journeys, and one spirit. Hello, how you doing today? Hope you're having a good day. I have a fun little challenge for you. Are you ready for it? Okay, here it is. Don't think about ice cream. Don't think about me telling you not to think about ice cream or a picture of ice cream or you eating ice cream. Don't think about ice cream. Ready? Go. How'd you do? Did you think about ice cream? I bet you that most of you listening struggled with not thinking about or picturing ice cream. Now, if I would have said, picture yourself eating a salad, maybe you would have had a better time with it, like picture yourself eating a salad instead of ice cream. Why is this? It's because your mind struggles with the not part about something. If you were told by a doctor you can't have chocolate or sweets, what do you start thinking about? And for those of you that are dieting, if you're focused on I can't have this or that, it's going to be a lot harder than if you're focused on how you want to look or how healthy you want to be. You want to focus on where you want to go instead of focusing on where you don't want to go and what you want to avoid. For those of you who have driven on slippery, icy road conditions, or for those that have ever skied or snow skied, when you're sliding into an object such as a tree, where's the last place you want to look? The tree. You want to look where you want to go instead of where you don't want to go. Likewise, when you're trying to change, you want to focus on what you want to happen instead of what you don't want to happen. I used to tell my wife before she left for work every morning, don't get in a car accident. When I learned that focusing on what not to do can mess things up, at some point I changed it. I started making a forward focus statement, and I would say, call me or text me when you get to work. See the difference? If the weather is bad, I may even say, drive carefully. I used to do a group exercise where I'd tell people, don't think about a yellow Jeep. That was about 15 or 20 years ago. And then at some point, I switched it from a yellow Jeep to ice cream. Now, it's kind of funny because whenever I'd run into a former client in public, a lot of times they'd say things like, your groups really helped me. I really enjoyed some of the things you said. I got a lot out of the things you taught. I would often ask people, what thing was it that I taught or I said that helped you? People were very vague. They couldn't remember specifics. So sometimes just for fun, I would say, okay, tell me the thing that I told you not to remember. And they would immediately either say a yellow Jeep or ice cream, depending on how long ago that they were a client of mine. It's funny, clients' memories were very specific in remembering the things I told them not to remember. As Taoists, we focus on living in the moment and taking in all the joy and lessons hidden in the pain. We wander through life taking what life gives us. While you're wandering around, try not to not. Instead of thinking about what you shouldn't do or what you need to avoid, try focusing on what you should do and what you want to have happen in your life. Your commitment is, I need to keep an eye out on where I want to go. Today's question of the day comes from Lila in Albuquerque, New Mexico, who writes, I love your podcast. What led you to doing a podcast and why did you choose this particular format instead of doing a line-by-line interpretation of the Tao Te Ching? Thank you for the question, Lila. As for the first part of your question, why I started this podcast, I wanted to capture some of the knowledge that's in both Taoist circles and in contextual psychology circles. Having a background as both a psychotherapist and a Taoist, I had seen much overlap. I felt like it would be a needed area to spread some information. I'm so glad that you enjoy this podcast. I hope it's helpful. Those of you out there, please feel free to send me emails and comments. I love to hear from people. For the second part of your question, I decided to choose the format that I did instead of doing a line-by-line interpretation. There are several reasons. There are many book interpretations of the Tao Te Ching already out there. I think it's the most translated book next to the Bible. Furthermore, there are others who do podcast shows and blogs who devote their time to taking passages of the Tao Te Ching and providing information. So I'd like to fit in and complement the other shows that are out there instead of being a replacement or instead of competing. After I did my first show, I did a search to find my show in podcast apps. And I was really excited to see other podcast shows out there that dealt with Taoism and similar subjects. I enjoy listening to other podcasts with similar themes like What's This Tao All About? Or even there's a Dudism podcast out there and a few others. I enjoy listening to those. I assume that since you said you enjoyed the show, that you're happy with my current format. I plan to continue on with this podcast, so I figure most major Taoist concepts will be covered over the course of this podcast without me having to do a specific line by line. So far, I haven't referenced every time I speak to a Taoist passage or something from Lao-tzu or Chuang-tzu, and this is intentional. I don't know who my audience is or how well schooled they are in the philosophy. Thank you so much for your question. I welcome any feedback from my listeners. Thank you. Don't forget to subscribe to my show in your podcast player app or to the RSS feed. You can find my email address, contact information, a disclaimer, and more information in the show notes, so please check those out. Be sure and purchase my book, Accepting Life on Life's Terms, Taoist Psychology for Today's Uncertain Times. Look for the book wherever you buy books. Available in written and digital format. That's all for today's show. Join me next week for another great episode. Until then, I hope you have a great week. May peace and love be with you. Thank you. I'll see you later.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good day. This podcast is a Coach CMC production.